In my own web explorations, I ran across the phrase, "They would make fine servants," talking about the Indians. With 50 men, we could subjugate them all and make them do whatever we want. I read that over and over again before I ever knew about Howard Zinn, before I ever saw your book, before I ever saw your article on the web. And so you see this over and over again, and you think, wow, is this really what Christopher Columbus wrote in his log? That's pretty damning.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's where you've got the ellipses. And ellipses, you know, is, if you can remember from your writing courses, is, you know, those three or four dots. And we know that they're there if you just simply want to shorten a quotation. And the words that you leave out do not change the fundamental meanings. And at the most, you know, if you have those four ellipses, it's, you know, a sentence or two. Well, what Howard Zinn leaves out is pages, 2 days' worth of log entries between those ellipses. And so he's leaving out critical information and passages that say, "I believe that we can convert them to our Christian faith more by love than by force." You know, Howard Zinn doesn't want the reader to know that Christopher Columbus wanted to convert by love. That would upset the propagandistic line that he is promoting. So he deceptively quotes that way. And people will still, I mean, it's very sad, they will quote Howard Zinn quoting Columbus, and they will say, "See, this is right from his log. You know, I got into a debate with a columnist at the New Haven newspaper, and even when I told him that what he was quote, you know, he had just discovered Howard Zinn and wrote this column for Columbus Day, I said, look, you know, this is what he left out. He didn't believe me. He said, no, this is what Christopher Columbus wrote. And it's so deceptive.